Welcome to worship on this Christmas Eve. I do have a couple words to share with you about the service before we get started so that we don't have to slow down and give directions later. This service is our gift to you in the same way that Christ is the gift to the world. We are collecting an offering, but it's as you come forward for communion, you can place it in the plate as you feel led. Some people have been so well trained that they can't come to church without putting something in the plate. But this service is our gift to you as Christ is the gift to the world. Similarly, our table, when it comes to communion, is an open table. All those who are called by Christ to come and be fed at this table on this night are certainly welcome at this table. You do not need to be Presbyterian. You do not need to be a member of this church. You do not need to have met with the session beforehand. You just need to be here in worship, being called to be fed by Christ. This is a very simple service because you are here to hear the story of the birth of the child. And so tonight we will tell that story in scripture and in song, and we will tell the greatest story ever told. Let's worship God.
Let all mortal flesh keep silence, and with fear and trembling stand. Ponder nothing earthly minded, for with blessing in his hand, Christ our God to
let's open our hymnals to number 133, and we will sing together, O Come All Ye Faithful.
Thank you.
You may be seated. Friends, I invite you to join me in praying the prayer of the night, which is found in your bulletin. Let us pray. On this night, we gather to tell and hear an old story. We gather to hear a story we already know and to find comfort in that familiarity. We gather to witness the promises of God made real. We gather to remember that in Jeremiah's day, there were no shepherds and no flocks, and God promised that would change. We gather to remember that God has used the birth of a child as the start of something new so many times. We remember Sarah, Rachel, and Hannah, and their children, Isaac, Joseph, and Samuel. We gather to tell the story that can only be told by God. We gather to hear the story told as only God can tell it. On this night, settle in, find your rest in God's house, eat your fill at God's table, and let the darkness of the night be driven away by the light of the world. Amen.
One voice the angels sing, songs that make creation ring. Prophets hear and call us to live in spirit and in truth. Father Yahweh Elohim, voice of thunder speak.
Happy are those whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord their God, who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, who keeps faith forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the strangers, but upholds the orphan and the widow. But the way of the wicked he brings to ruin. The Lord will reign forever, your God, O Zion, for all generations.
Our next carol is 145.
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration that was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, in the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. Next carol, 121, is O Little Town of Bethlehem.
Oh,
In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." Our next carol is number 113, "Angels We Have Heard on High."
You can sit down, but don't get too comfortable. It's only two verses I'm reading. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. Our next carol is number 135. It's "There's a Star in the East," or "Rise Up, Shepherd, and Follow." It's not as well known as some of the others, but we really do love it here, and it's got a good driving beat. So sing.
When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them.
Chain shall he break for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we, and all within us praise his holy name. Christ is the Lord. Then ever, ever praise we his power and glory evermore proclaim. His power and glory evermore, evermore proclaim.
Please join me in the litany of lighting the Christ candle, found in your bulletin. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him. In him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. Amen.
Of the Father's love begotten, ere the world began to be, he is Alpha and Omega, he the source, the ending, he. Of the things that are, that have been, and that future years shall see, evermore and evermore. O ye heights of heaven, adore him. Angel hosts, his praises sing. Powers, dominions bow before him, and extol our God and King. Let no tongue on earth be silent, every voice in concert ring, evermore and evermore. Christ to thee with God the Father, and O Holy Ghost to thee, hymn and chant and high thanksgiving, and unwearied praises be. Honor, glory, and dominion, and eternal victory, evermore and evermore. Amen.
Friends, on this night we tell the story of what happens in Bethlehem. In the Hebrew, Bethlehem literally means house of bread. And so on this night we celebrate that the bread of life is born in the city of David, in the house of bread. Now, we know what is going to happen as we read the rest of the story, and we're going to jump ahead now to the end of this child's life, when he is teaching still who God is and how God is in the world. This is the story of unexpected things happening in unexpected places. It is the story of a gift we could not expect, both the gift of a child and the gift of grace. And it is a story that changes everything. Friends, will you pray with me? On this night, O God, we gather, having finally slowed down just a little bit. It is too late for Amazon to deliver. And if we forgot something for dinner tomorrow night, it's probably too late for that as well. And so we are here, where we cannot go any faster, where we cannot get anything else done. And that is wonderful, because you have done what needs to be done. You have set the table. You have walked with your people. You have spoken to a young woman named Mary. And you are entering the world again in the cries of an infant. We come to you this day mindful of all the ways in which you have kept us fed and sheltered and loved and guided. In the wilderness with the Hebrews and in our own wildernesses, in the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000, and in celebrating the Passover and the saving of your people, you have set a table before us, and it is wonderful. We come to you this day asking you to pour your Holy Spirit out on these gifts of bread and cup, that they might become for us your body and your blood, life and salvation, a transforming witness. We pray this using the words that you taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Friends, on the night of his arrest, Jesus took the bread, and having blessed it, he broke it. And he gave it to them and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you." And in the same way, after the meal, he took the cup. When he had given thanks, he poured it out. And he said, "This cup represents the new covenant, which is sealed in my blood, which is poured out for the forgiveness of sins. All of you, drink of it. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's saving death until he comes." Friends, tonight we'll be receiving communion by intinction. I'm going to ask you to come down this aisle to where Granger is and tear a piece off of the bread, and then come over to this end of the table where I'll be standing and dip it in the cup. If you need gluten-free, we have that on this tray here. And then return to your seats down this aisle. So it'll look funny, but it does work. We've done it a time or two. Friends, the only thing missing at Christ's table this night is the people of God. Come and be fed at Christ's table. Will you pray with me? It is almost here, O God, that moment when everything will change. We have told the story, we have listened, we have sung, we have dined at your table, and it is almost here. You have welcomed us into your house, and you will send us back out. May we go fed and nourished and with amazement like shepherds. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen. Okay, so this is what makes Christmas in my world. This is when we turn the lights down and we sing Silent Night, which is 122 in your hymnal, and we light everybody's candle. So the rule is you hold your candle straight up and down, or else the people who have to clean the wax out of the carpet get very, very frustrated. So Silent Night is number 122, and we will sing that in just a moment. But before we do, friends, you go out into a night that is not as cold as it normally is in December. You go out into a night where the darkness is still so deep. And you go out into the night where the truth of the world is that the birth of one child can, did, and does change everything. So friends, go out into that night transformed by the witness of a child born out of God's love for us. Go, and may the love of God, the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit be with us and abide with us this night and forevermore. Amen.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.